now welcome into the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Rich Skrosky. Good morning, Coach Skrosky.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing just fine. A 47-14 sit back down at Charlotte in the game that you guys got up early and looked good early and then sort of got away. Give me your impressions of the game.
Yeah, pretty much what you just said. It couldn't have been a first of all, it was a really good, you know, having been here in North Carolina for a while and being familiar. And, Brad, it was a really good environment for our kids to play in. Good crowd, very energetic crowd, which I was impressed by, and I told Brad that afterwards. And we got off to a very good start. So you kind of put those things together, and it was good to see our guys do that. Defensively, we opened the game with three and outs. Our first offensive drive, we went 99 yards and 12 plays, had a couple big plays in there. And then, you know, as we got into the second quarter, after exchanging some drives, we just had some really critical errors, really on both sides of the ball that, you know, kind of cost us. They were able to put in a score right before half that made it 20-7. And then, you know, as the second half continued, it seemed to kind of snowball a little bit. So, you know, we're a relatively young team, and, you know, we have to be able to do a better job of responding. It starts with me to, you know, adverse situations. We can't let a manageable, you know, deficit get to an insurmountable one. And that's kind of what it became. But we played better than week one, and that, you know, is a good thing.
You touched on that opening drive. You had over 400 yards of offense for the game, including that 99-yard drive to put you up 7-0. What really clicked in that drive, and what did you improve on from week one to week two on the offensive side?
Well, I hate to say it's coach speak, but, you know, none of the kids, and that's really the point we're trying to drive home, none of the kids put Superman outfits on. Nobody did anything, you know, superhuman. You know, we just executed at a good rate. It was a good mix of run and pass. We hit a deep ball to our freshman receiver, Jeremiah Bridges, who's off to a good start here in the first 2 weeks. You know, guys just did their jobs, and we were able to do it over a period of time. And that's, you know, I think with any team, you know, just listening to some of the guys this morning, and, you know, with any team, that's what you're ultimately trying to do is consistently, you know, execute at a high level. And, again, it doesn't need to be people making unbelievable plays, and you hope that's going to happen for everybody's sake. But really, there was nothing different or out of the ordinary. It wasn't any gimmick plays or anything like that, just a real consistent drive. We converted 3 third downs on the drive, which is always a big statistic. And then on defense, like I said, we opened up very good. We tackled well to start with. And then, as I said, as the game progressed and the score changed, that's why I keep going back to that. We got to work on the, you know, process and not worry about the result, and you know, whatever happens on the previous play or the scoreboard, we just got to be locked into that specific play.
You got some tough news, obviously, after our call last week when you find out Connor Christensen, your quarterback, is lost for the season. But Daniel Thompson certainly stepped up, 29-50, career high, 322 yards. And I know a couple picks, like you said, that I'm sure he'd like to have back, but just talk about his day in general.
He was good, and not surprisingly, I think Daniel will continue to get better. His best football is ahead of him. He's still relatively young, you know, a true sophomore now. He's a poised kid. He's a bright kid. You know, when his mechanics are right, he can make the throws that we need him to make. He studies the game hard. He's a competitive kid. So I was pleased. You know, he knew it was, you know, his show, and like I said, it hasn't, you know, and you feel – bad for Connor. You know, he's going to have the surgery here coming up this week. But, you know, it's just like anything else. Next man up, and Connor Hughes is our backup, and he had a good week of practice. So, yeah, I think Daniel will continue to improve as the season continues.
We're here with Elon head coach Rich Skrosky. If you have a question for coach, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we'll work your questions in as quickly as we can. A couple other guys on offense, you already touched on Jeremiah Bridges, but two true freshman receivers leading you, Cole Taylor, 6 catches for 67, and then Bridges, 5 for 86. Talk about the play of those guys and the potential that they have for you.
We've been impressed since they got here in the summertime. They're both Georgia guys, both played at, you know, really solid big programs, you know, in the Atlanta suburbs, and they're different receivers. You know, Cole is that big, you know, outside guy that has good strength, good size, about 200 and 13 pounds. Jeremiah is more a slot receiver, good quickness, good elusiveness. And they're both really good kids. And the good thing about it is, you know, sometimes you get in as a freshman and we, you know, everybody, you know, there's a lot of talented kids, but how well do they acclimate to college ball and, you know, sitting through camp and all the meetings and all the film study, and sometimes that's overwhelming. But these two kids have shown an athletic maturity about them that's allowed them to get on the field early. And if anything, their probably play is going to increase. Jeremiah played a bunch on Saturday. Cole played more than he did in week one, and, you know, will probably continue to play more as we move forward here.
How long does it take? Is it, you know, is your experience as a coach when you've got these young freshman guys and then – with Daniel coming in, how long does it take to get everybody on the same page that way?
Well, I think it's still a process. I don't, you know, we had that really good combination when I was at Ball State with, you know, Keith Wenning and Willie Snead, who's doing really well with the Saints. And then you go back here with Riddle and Hudgens, who, you know, caught close to 400 balls. I don't think that's a process that, like you said, how long does it take? I don't know if you ever get there. You know, I think that's a work in progress, that as long as that combination is together, there are nuances and things that you learn as you mature and you get a winter under your belt and a summer under your belt. And we're fortunate enough here to have a situation where all our freshmen are on campus in the summer. You know, they're in classes. And that definitely helps, you know, that time before training camp when they're on their own and they can, you know, pitch and catch a little bit. I think you can't underestimate the value that has, and I'm fortunate enough to be in a situation where we have those resources. So would those kids be as far along as they are now without that? Probably not, but they're both doing well, and like I said, we're glad they're with us.
You had a pretty good game on the ground from your running back, Brandon Gentry, 9 carries for 56 yards and had a touchdown. Talk about his effort on Saturday.
Brandon, you know, we do a game week captain each week, and Brandon was our guy last week. Brandon is a walk-on here and just one of those kids that's, you know, one of the great student-athlete stories. He's an education major. And just continues to work hard and, you know, helped us a little bit on special teams last year, got a little bit of run on offense. He's built himself up, you know, size-wise to be as big as he can be, and he just does the right things. You know, I don't think he's, you know, the most dynamic runner, but he, for the most part, hits the hole where it's at. He's a solid pass protector, and, you know, he's a great example, you know, I think, of a student-athlete. You know, when you look at a freshman and say, all right, who are we going to look to teach us the right way to do things? You know, Brandon Gentry is one of the first guys in mind. Had a solid night, though.
I want to switch to the other side of the ball. You mentioned the three and outs to start the game that you had. Was it a case of Charlotte just sort of wearing you down as the game went along on the defensive side?
Well, Brad, yeah, I think a combination. Brad's done a nice job, I think, of recruiting. You know, he started the program, and they have some older kids, but their younger kids are, I think he would say, where their most talent is. And where it really stood out, I think their skill kids are, he's got two freshman backs. They're both North Carolina kids, and they're kids we knew about. They're going to be very good. They're that level player. You know, they're a Conference USA, MAC, Sun Belt level player. They're big, pretty good elusiveness. And then on the perimeter, again, it's two North Carolina kids that I'm familiar with. The Duke kid, you know, we didn't do a great job of run support at times on, you know, some just screen plays. And, you know, once he's outside of you now, he can go. You know, and then the TJ Ford kid is a big receiver that got matched up a couple times and had a height advantage. So it was a combination of wearing down and the skilled players, you know, probably a mismatch at times. We needed to do a better job of leveraging the football. You know, and that's the biggest thing we got to learn coming out of this game.
Before I let you go, you guys get to come back home this week and face Fayetteville State team as you've started to look at them a little bit on film. Talk about the challenges that they're going to present.
Well, they're off to an 0-2 start, but played a good Pembroke team, which is here in the state. I love the fact that all three of our out-of-conference games this year were able to be in the state of North Carolina. So it's going to be that game that everybody talks about. They got a ton of North Carolina kids on their roster. They've had good success in the past. They're not off to the start. I think if they look at us, they're going to say this is a game that we can, you know, make an explanation point. Coming into Road Stadium, we're 0-2. We haven't played, we haven't lit anybody on fire. So I think they'll have a little chip on their shoulder. I know a couple guys on their staff. And, we're going to have to play our A game this week as Fayetteville State visits.
All right, Rich, thanks for your time as always this morning, and good luck on Saturday against Fayetteville State.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.